Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of The Singing Detective. It's a new BBC miniseries that will start this weekend on many public television stations. The series was first offered to Masterpiece Theatre and the Arts and Entertainment Network, but they didn't go for it.
Masterpiece Theatre made a huge mistake by turning down The Singing Detective. It's the closest thing to a real masterpiece I've seen on TV in my 12 years as a critic. If your local PBS station is showing it this week, you've got to see it. You won't regret it, and you won't forget it. The Singing Detective stars Michael Gambon as an author named Philip Marlowe, Marlowe without an E, that is, who, naturally, writes detective novels. As The Singing Detective begins, Marlowe is hospitalized with a rare skin disease, and he's stuck in a crowded ward with a bunch of loonies and losers. He tries to keep from going crazy himself by mentally rewriting one of his early books into a screenplay. Which book? A book called The Singing Detective. And his wife, Nicola, played by Janet Sussman, thinks he's wasting his time.
Use your talent, Philip.
Bugger that.
Write about real things in a realistic way. Real people, real joys, real pains. Not these silly detective stories. Something more relevant.
Solutions.
What?
All solutions and no clues. That's what the dumbheads want. I'd rather it was the other way around. All clues, no solutions. That's the way things really are.
That's a nice description of this miniseries, too, which has at least five stories running at the same time. It takes about an hour to get them all up to speed. But boy, from then on, The Singing Detective is fantastic. The medication they give to Marlowe makes him hallucinate, and his mind wanders back to his childhood, back through his Singing Detective novel, and even plagues him while he deals with the hospital's psychiatrist and nurses. And Marlowe's not the only mentally unstable character. Nicola's secret lover, who's scheming to steal the rights to Marlowe's story, is so paranoid that he begins to fear that he's only a figment of Marlowe's imagination. And you know what? He may be right.
I have this awful dash. He stops himself, comma, and all but shudders. Full stop.
Darling, dash question mark.
I have this awful...
Darling.
Premonition.
Dennis Potter, who wrote this miniseries, is himself a victim of the skin disease he gives to Marlowe, and he brings a gripping realism to his scenes in the ward, even when they lapse into fantasy or song, which they do a lot. When an attractive nurse is rubbing lotion on his chafed thighs, Marlowe makes a mental list of boring things as he fights a losing battle to keep from getting aroused. And when she says something that sets him off, the music starts and the nurse suddenly becomes a glamorous torch singer.
Think, really boring. A well-smelled voice choir. Everything in punch. Oh,
poor thing.
Australian barman, ecologist, semiologist. Thing.
I'm sorry, but I shall have to lift your penis now to grease round it.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails.
There's no way to describe The Singing Detective properly in 25 words or less. All I can say is that Potter, who wrote the outstanding miniseries version of Pennies from Heaven, the one that was infinitely superior to the Americanized Steve Martin movie, has outdone himself and outdone everybody else as well. The cast is superb, and The Singing Detective should do for Michael Gambon what the original Pennies from Heaven did for Bob Hoskins and launch a major new star. Make plans to watch The Singing Detective, and if you can, tape it. You'll want to see it again and again, and each viewing will reveal new treasures. The beauty of The Singing Detective is much, much more than skin deep.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.